I am.
That's right. Thank you.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just come to you today, Lord, thanking you for this time that we're here to gather together. And Father, we're here to do the business of this community and this county, Father. Father, we just ask for your hedge of protection around us, around our officers, and Father, around this court. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you honor and praise in everything that we do. And Lord, Lord, I just thank you so much for your grace and mercy. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. If we would turn for our pledges,
the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, you may be seated. Could let the record reflect that all are present except for Commissioner Metter. Approval of our Commissioner's Court agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Citizens, do we have anyone who would like to make a comment today concerning any item on the agenda that we also have, just so you know, we also have a public meeting scheduled in the open agenda, and if you'd reserve your comments for that, if it is for a public meeting. If not, any items on the agenda, either consent or open. Okay, if not, then we'll move forward. Do we have a motion to approve for action all items contained within the consent agenda?
Judge, I'd like to move the county ethics conversation to open. So 9K2 on page 6, if you could move that to open.
I will.
Could approve the consent agenda with that change.
Okay. I'd like to, I've been asked to defer an item on page 5, 9H3A.
Yes. H5. 9H3A. At North Street.
What page was that on?
It's on page 5 of 11. Consider it approved down to precinct 4 down the bottom.
They did.
Okay. First one, yeah.
Got it.
We're deferring that and moving it to open.
To deferring it.
Okay. It's, Judge, we also need a motion to approve the minutes from the previous court.
8A.
Yeah, you skipped over that. The minute.
Forgive me for, I was so excited about moving forward. Okay. If we may, can we take this out of order, Amy?
Yes.
Okay. So, so are you good with that, Commissioner?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
Now 8A.
Yes. Now, do we have I'm sorry?
8A.
Yeah. Do we have a motion to consider and approve? Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. So let's move to the open agenda. We have 9-2. Let's see, what page is this on?
Page six.
Correct? Yeah. All right. In this particular item, Commissioner, Senator County Judge is considering approve and authorize Ethics Commission to utilize services of any county department to fulfill its statutory duties and designate Human Resources Department as a primary administrative support in accordance with local government code. The local government code in this Ethics Commission assigns to that group the same issues, if you will, that we have here where we need minutes taken. We need to have a record of it. We need to notice these things. And all that this does is in accordance with that code, which, by the way, says this, Section 161.029, the commission shall be assigned staff by the county and provided access to county resources to assist in its duties. So The possibility of somebody coming to y'all or to commissioners or whatever and say, hey, we got to have your guy. He needs to come over here and do this. That's not what this is about. Human Resources has been assigned to be able to help us with somebody to keep the minutes, keep the agenda, and do it just like we do with here at the Commissioner's Court, because it is a public meeting. That's what that's about.
I just think it's overly broad to say that this commission has the ability to utilize services of any county department. I would like it to be specific to maybe HR and IT.
If we need to expand
on that later, we could. But I think that would make more sense.
Well, and personally, I don't have a problem with that, but not. It says the commission shall be assigned by the staff to staff by the county, provided access. It's pretty broad in itself, but in here we have mentioned Human Resources. We understand IT as well. And are we able to put a caveat on that it would be through IT and human resources?
Sure. And then if we need additional services, they would need to come back to court and ask.
Okay. Well, you want to make that motion?
Yeah, I move to consider and approve authorizing the Montgomery County Ethics Commission to utilize the services of Human Resources and IT to fulfill its statutory duties and designate Human Resources as the primary administrative support in accordance with local government code section 161.101D, and if they need additional resources to just contact the court and we'll be happy to provide it.
That'd be great. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Judge.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good catch.
Sorry.
All right. Then let's move forward if we can. County Auditor.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Item 10A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Grants.
Thank you.
Rebecca.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Item A, please consider and approve the grant application as stated on the agenda.
I move on A and B. I have one question, though. On B, do you happen to know if the Sheriff's Office has a high water rescue team and if they have all the qualifications to perform those functions?
I don't know about the qualifications. I know they have a group of guys that go out there, but as far as their qualifications, I'm not sure.
Jason's saying
yes. Yeah, he says they do.
That's great.
Rebecca, once you get the actual match percentage on 11A,
yes.
Can you coordinate with us on that?
Yes.
I read the application and saw that it wasn't decided yet what the match was going to be, but once it is, perfect.
Yes, of course.
Rebecca, one other question. Is we have it with the Sheriff's Office. Do you know in this particular grant, is it assigned only to the Sheriff's Office, or is this available to other departments as well?
For A or B?
B.
For B, my understanding is it will be used for the county, but it's mainly for the Sheriff's Office. But if other agencies within the county need assistance, they will provide that.
Okay,
so like
through this grant?
Yes.
Through emergency management? Okay, awesome.
It's not...
We wouldn't use it in emergency management because we don't have a team to do that, but we may ask the asset to move over to another part of the precinct or...
Constable's office.
Yeah, I guess my question is this. We certainly want the sheriff to have this. Is this same grant available in addition to, or is it for the county?
It's for the county, but it will be housed under the sheriff's office.
Okay.
But in our grant application, we have it stipulated that other agencies within the county, they will assist.
So if Precinct 1 or Precinct 4 needed to use this boat and the sheriff's team wasn't available, a Constable 1 team or a Constable 4 team could have access to that boat and use it. That's what we want to make sure of.
Yes. If it's needed, they are able to assist with that.
Got it. With or without
with
the sheriff's team.
With or without the sheriff's office.
How are we going to know who's qualified to use this boat and who's not?
Well, that's where
I
know we have certain teams with certain agencies. That's why I was asking who they are and if they have the qualifications. I think somebody's got to manage that.
Well,
I would say that the
microphone, if you would, please.
The elected official over that department would make, or their designee would keep track of who's trained and qualified to use this type of respond to those types of emergencies.
I think it's going to be just like anything else. If the sheriff gets his hands on it, he's not going to want anybody else to use it that he's not sure of. don't want anybody to just come get a grade all from me.
Correct.
I
agree.
We got to make sure that's what that means.
How do you want to do it? I mean, because like Constable 5, I don't know if they have a team or not, but they should have access to it as well if they do.
I know everybody's got boats, but airboat and a boat, there's two different animals.
Correct.
Commissioner Metz can tell you how different an airboat is compared to just a rescue boat that most people have.
For the purpose of this, of this grant, we have one motion to accept. We want to talk about who utilizes these things. I don't think this, correct me if I'm wrong, but the issue here is let's get the grant, let's get this in. It is assigned to the sheriff at this point. You're telling us that anybody can use it as needed. Commissioner Riley has brought up an excellent point. We only want qualified people using this. Sheriff, I'm sure, will endorse that.
And we can stipulate that in the grant application. Right now, it's for the sheriff's office, but we have it written in the grant that they are able to assist other departments, and if other agencies needed it, they could
assist
use it.
Assist is one thing. That, to me, assist means they'll take their boat with their person who's qualified to use the boat and go assist somebody. Assist does not mean that, and I've got nothing against any constable in here, that some constable can pick up the phone and say, I need the airboat, I'm coming to get it.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't know what they're doing with it,
absolutely,
that's not a good deal.
It can be a wonderful tool in life-saving measures as a search and rescue item. We did that many times in the past, but it can also be very dangerous if you don't have a tremendous amount of experience operating an airboat. It's not hard to panic and get in a very difficult situation in a short period of time. You need some skills and quite a few hours on it before you're going to be proficient at it.
So
for the purpose of this, are you guys good with moving forward on the grant?
Absolutely.
But it's ongoing. Okay.
So if the court, it's up to the court to, even though the sheriff's office is applying for it, it's up to the court to decide how you want to use this. So if we want to stipulate it or add language, however the court wants, just direct me on how you would like
that. I think
that
you should add some language that would allow, you know, qualified law enforcement personnel to be able to have access to the boat, and then we can determine, you know, what qualified.
So we'll add language that qualified personnel, or however, if you want to discuss it more, we can add language to stipulate.
I think the operator goes with the boat. That's the way I
let the sheriff's office run it and send it.
That's how I look at it.
Okay.
That's fine too. It doesn't matter.
Then that would be implied in it here for the sheriff's office to take it like it is. Yep. We have a motion to approve these two on both grants.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. This time we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioners Court, convene public hearings.
Can we take these, Judge?
Yes.
Precinct 1, consider and approve posting a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit in the Paradise Cove subdivision. Is anyone here to speak about that?
All right.
You want me to take these?
Yeah. Would you do mine, please?
Sure.
I thought you were doing so good, you just don't keep going.
Consider the partial revision of lots 18, 19, 20, Block 1, High Meadow Ranch, Section 10, to be known as High Meadow Ranch, Section 10, replat number 1. Is anybody here to speak on that?
See anybody.
Consider order authorizing cancellation of Veranda Oaks Estates Section 2, a subdivision in Montgomery County, Texas, filed by Veranda Oaks Estates LLC. Is anybody here to speak about that? Commissioner, do you want me to?
You're doing
keep
such
going.
A wonderful job. Please carry
on. All right. Precinct 4, consider and approve renaming West Wallace Drive to Jocelyn Drive in the Timberlane Acres subdivision.
Sorry about that. I should have stepped. We're going to table that for now. I'll talk to gentlemen about that.
You're going to table that?
We're going to table that,
okay.
Please.
If anybody's here to speak on that, do you want to hear their comments?
Yes.
Okay. Is anybody here to speak on that?
I think there was one, Jim.
Sure.
Sorry. I stand correct.
My name is Chip Van Steenberg. I'm with the Montgomery County Emergency Communication District, also known as the 911 District. It will fall upon our agency to send out the notices of address changes, if this change is approved.
We're tabling the item. We're not moving forward with it, but you can continue on if you would like.
Thank you. We just heard this item yesterday and just wanted to pass on if you have any questions about property owners, address changes, how that works, we're happy to help with that process as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for offering that to us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Amy, on this, okay, never mind. I'll ask in a second. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Number two, consider and approve establishing a no parking zone and replacement of no parking anytime sign, South Cul-de-sac of Stonecrest Lane. Is there anyone here to discuss that or have a comment on that? Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Great.
And let's reconvene court and take appropriate action. Do I have a motion to approve Precinct 1 consideration?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Do I have a motion to consider Precincts 2?
I'm going to read the item, Commissioner or
okay.
Judge. Consider and approve opening position 5511.
We're still in our public hearing.
We're in Precinct 2.
I need consider and approve the partial or
Revision
the final
of
plat
of
Pine Meadow Ranch.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Now I need to consider the order authorizing the cancellation of Veranda Oaks Estate
move.
Section 2.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
And now I need consider and approve establishing a no parking zone and placement of no parking any time in the South Cul-de-sac of Stonecrest Lane.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Discussion? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. County engineer.
We've done that one.
Are you going? Okay.
I move on Commissioner Metters.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whoa. We're Commissioner?
Oh, sorry, 14A1, I jumped, I guess.
I'm sorry, yeah, okay. We're moving to Commissioners. Thank you. All right, Precinct 1. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Precinct 2.
Consider approved participation by Eagles Nest Ministry to adopt a roadway. I make a motion to move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Commissioner, how's that work in your precinct? Do you get good feedback out of doing that adopt a road?
I get real good feedback, and they do a real good job. Most of them. We have to call and remind some of them.
I may have Evan get with Bruce on
most of
looking
do
at
job.
Doing that.
You know, Eagles Nest, the guy that you're talking about, Jeff Williams, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, it'd be
great.
All right. Then we have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Human Resources. Jody.
Good morning, gentlemen. Please consider and approve the payroll change request form.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Now, do we have any citizens who did not comment, who would like to comment on anything that was either on the agenda or some open item? All right. Thank you. Is there anything miscellaneous, gentlemen, that we need to cover?
No, it's great.
If not, then we will adjourn our court. Now, please note that we have noticed our toll meeting for 10 a.m. Per our attorneys, if it's not 10 a.m., then we're going to have to take a short recess for 10 minutes until it becomes 10 a.m. since we've noticed it for 10.
Sign our documents.
All right. Yes, sir. All right, and if you would, come up to the microphone.
Amy.
If you would, for the record, give us your name.
Judge, we adjourned already.
Well, we sure did. Can he?
Just reconvene.
We have.
We adjourned.
We have. In the spirit. Amy, help me with this. If we can, we can. If we can't, you could listen to our citizen. Is it possible with this caveat? We will do this. This is not normal because we have adjourned the meeting. And if there's anybody else.
Okay. Well, we were told that we'd be able to speak today for 3 minutes.
What precinct are you?
He's in Precinct 4.
How about this? I think, Judge, if two of us leave, we can let them do whatever they need. And then it's not going to be an issue because we did adjourn.
He's from my precinct. It's in regards to me. So I'm whatever y'all need to do.
Okay. We can do that. I'll stay here with you, Commissioner. Commissioner Riley, if you want to, you
I'm
can take off.
So when I get through signing the paper.
So there's not
do I need
quorum.
To leave?
So there's not a quorum.
So you get special accommodations today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
We apologize for the misunderstanding. I thought I'd made that clear at the end.
Yeah, okay.
If that's okay.
Sir.
We want to hear from you.
Okay, Judge, my name is John Hart. I'm with Hart RV and Boat Storage.
Been a resident in East Montgomery County for years. Worked law enforcement in East Montgomery County for years. And I've been in the storage business for 21 years. Back on February the 11th, I contacted Judge Metz's office regarding a dead dog on the roadway in front of my business. I was told that the county, or the Precinct 4, no longer picks up dead animals on county roadways, and was told that it was always done as a courtesy. When I asked why, or who, what I needed to do, I was told by Ms. Kelsey that she didn't know what I could do. So I got on the phone, started calling Montgomery County Animal Control. They referred me to TxDOT. TxDOT obviously only deals with state-maintained roadways, not county roadways.
Same.
Called Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. They referred me to another gentleman that picks up large animals. He told me that Precinct 4, all the county commissioners picked dead dogs and cats and stuff up. He just deals with cows and horses. So at that point, I've exhausted pretty much every avenue that I knew as far as getting this animal removed from the roadway. I finally reached out to a veterinarian in Cleveland, Texas, a big thicket. They agreed to, if I picked up the dog, took it to them, that they would dispose of it properly. So the following morning, my wife and I, we picked the dog up, put it in the bag, carried it to the vet. Their normal fee is $58, but due to the circumstances, they waived that fee. The following day, I contacted Commissioner's Office Precinct 1. They told me that they had a mechanism in place to pick up dead animals. I called Montgomery County Precinct 3 Commissioner's Office. They told me that they had a mechanism in place to pick up dead animals. Contacted Precinct 2 Commissioner's Office, and they also told me that they had a mechanism in place to pick up dead animals. However, the lady, I think she said something about using county inmates, okay, the ones that pick up the trash and that. So the day that the dog was hit, I couldn't get anything done. I asked for a meeting with Commissioner Metz. It was scheduled for this past Wednesday at 2 p.m. I arrived there at his office at 1:55. Checked in, signed in. They said he was in a meeting. I waited for a period of 30 minutes before I went back up for the window and asked if he was ready to meet with me, if he is almost done. I had another engagement to attend. At that point, the lady told me she didn't know. Nobody extended me the professional courtesy of getting up and finding out if, in fact, you know, Commissioner Metz was going to be available to meet with me. I left. Went home, found out, thought about Commissioner's Court, and that's why I'm here doing this in public, which I really dislike doing. I think that as a business owner and a citizen of East Montgomery County, I should be able to expect one of two things. Either the commissioner to meet with me at 2 p.m. or sometime thereafter, but at least communicate with me, okay? He knows where I am. My phone number is not hard to find. Matter of fact, the supervisor was provided my phone number because I had asked for a phone call.
Okay, listen, we have 3 minutes on this, okay, which has expired, but we have heard you. And
if I may,
Commissioner,
this is my personal cell number, John. If you'd like to have it, next time you got a dead dog, you can call me direct. How about that?
Well, just one more thing.
No, your time has expired, John.
Okay.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you for coming in. Yes, we have. Yes, come. Thank you, John. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome to have it if you'd like.
I appreciate your time, guys.
State your name.
My name is Christopher Soper.
Okay, Christopher.
I was hoping to have the attention of the entire court.
Well, you know, you understand why. Because we adjourned, and now we can't have a quorum. Go ahead.
From personal issues that have come up with my family, it's come to my personal attention that there is absolutely no legal aid, except for one, for abused children in Montgomery County. Lone Star Legal Aid is it. Upon the thousands and thousands of abused children in Montgomery County, Lone Star Legal Aid is the only legal aid. Now, upon that, most children that are abused, 99% of the children that get abused are either by a parent or a step-parent and require legal representation. CPS is not enough and a lot of times don't get the job done. Legal aid in other counties, there's hundreds in Harris County that will represent these children. And in Montgomery County, one of the biggest counties in Texas, there's one, Lone Star Legal Aid. They are so overwhelmed, they're turning people away. Children that have been raped and molested by their parents are getting turned away because they don't have the staffing. And I've come to my commissioner about it, who has done absolutely not even returned my phone calls. I've spoke to him personally, and he won't even call me back. This is something that needs to be addressed, and I'm encouraging voters to, if somebody doesn't want to do something about it, we need to vote for somebody that does want to do something about it. Our kids should come first. In my life, my children come before anything else on this planet, and that's why I'm here today. I have gone up the chain of command. I've gone through CPS. I've gone through lawyers. I've gone through Lone Star Legal Aid. I have beat down the steps of every door possible, and now I'm here. And if something doesn't get done, I will not hesitate. One, ABC 13 News knows I'm here this morning. I guarantee you, because I phone called them, and I know Art Resco and myself. I'm not above social media. The voters need to vote for somebody that wants to help our kids. I'm sorry, I'm very impassioned about this because kids come first, and especially these abused children.
Right.
They're being thrust back into these households where they have been abused sexually, physically. It doesn't matter. Abuse is abuse, and our kids should come first above anything else on this planet. You guys' agendas are great and wonderful. I'm glad you're fixing the roadways. I'm glad you're doing this for the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department needs help. But these kids should come before any of this. Our children are the most important thing on the planet.
We appreciate your comments. It has not fallen on deaf ears. Afterwards, if you'd like to sit and chat with us, we'll be glad to do it. After we get through and complete our meeting, I'd be glad to talk to you about this myself.
I would be happy to.
So if you'll just kind of hang around here at the end, and we're going to move forward. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming and talking to us. And we are just about 30 seconds, 40 seconds away. So if we could, just for a moment, take a 1 minute recess here. If you need to, I'm going to go get the other commissioners right now.